I mean, I did recently see a video on microplastics. I think it was a guy on a beach in Australia, and he was just walking along the beach and collecting garbage, and he was just showing how the like plastic bottles and that sort of thing, how in the sun they start to decompose, right? And then they become really brittle. Well, they don't really decompose. It takes like 1,000 years, something
Yes.
crazy, right? But they start to they get so brittle and break apart, and it's on a beach, right? So the water, when the water comes in, it washes out into the ocean, and then of course there's a whole ecosystem in the ocean, right? Where birds are, or sorry, a fish will, they're eating little pieces of algae or whatever,
Yeah.
and there's a piece of microplastic there, so it just goes into them, into their mouth, right? And of course, birds that eat those fish, it obviously goes into there. It goes, like I said, it goes through the whole food chain,
Yeah.
into larger fish. And of course, like if it's a tuna or something like that, that obviously, it's sooner or later it comes back to us as humans, right?
Yeah.
So there's a very good chance, or even like land animals, if on a farm or something like that, they just by accident, eat some plastic. So that's I think that goes back to, like I said, it's just, I would categorize that as like a pollution, right? In our environment. So microplastic that's there, just like any pollution that's like in the air, in the water. I sort of think it's the same thing.